expectation for Patsy, P as in Paul, A-T-S-Y, Dunning, D-O-W-N-I-N-G, January 23, 49. Addresses a letter to Kurt, K-U-R-T, Boyd, B-O-Y-D, N-P, 802-8446. Dear Mr. Boyd, consultation Mrs. Dunning, abnormal kidney function. She lives in an assisted living. The caregiver came to provide information as patient has a developmental delay, unable to provide reliable information. She is a depressing assisted living for the last 6 years. Caregiver mentioned a prior urosepsis, hemorrhagic shock, renal failure, was on hospice. There is a sister who is the guardian, Kathy, K-A-T-H-Y. She calls twice a week and comes in person to visit once a month. Patient needs to be fed, small meals. There is chronic dysphagia, mechanical diet, frequent episodes of choking, has not required oxygen, no purulent material, soft stools, no bleeding, incontinent of urine, no recurrent infection or blood. She is wheelchair bounded, needs lifting to use the bathroom, no recent falling episode, some bruises, probably from aspirin, no bleeding nose gums, she wears dentures, no oxygen, sleep apnea, or CPAP machine, other review system is negative. Next paragraph, anxiety, depression, apparently hypertension, prior stroke, prior fall, hip fracture left-sided. Caregiver is not aware of the vein thrombosis, pulmonary embolism, heart abnormalities, kidney stones, or pneumonia. According to your records, there has been prior seizure disorder, not tonic-clonic, prior shingles, chronic kidney disease, prior taxi metabolic encephalopathy, which appears to be at the time of sepsis and hemorrhagic shock. Next paragraph, reported side effects to Effexor, Bactrin, and Grisio, G-R-I-S-E-O, Fulvin, F-U-L-V as in Victor, I-N. Next paragraph, no history of smoking alcohol and no history for kidney disease in the family. Next paragraph, medication, Lasix, Zoloft, Pepcid, potassium, aspirin, Norvasc, which is a new medicine a few months ago, Tylenol, Miralax, topical steroid creams. Next paragraph, she is wheelchair bounded, apparently 158 pounds at assisted living, 66 inches tall, blood pressure 154/76, does not follow verbal commands, she speaks spontaneously to caregiver, appears in no respiratory distress, lungs are distant clear, no gross arrhythmia, no gross palpable phylum lymph nodes, carotid bruise or JBD. There is obesity of the abdomen without gross tenderness or ascites or distension. There is 3+ edema below the knees. Next paragraph, most recent chemistries are from March. malanemia 13, a normal white blood cell platelets, present creatinine 1.7 for a GFR of 31, that will be a stage 3B. No other chemistries for March. In February, creatinine of 2, GFR 26, a normal sodium, potassium, upper normal bicarbonate, a normal albumin, calcium, liver function test, a minor increase of alkalinophatase, a minor increase of total protein at 8.3. September last year, creatinine 1.5. June 1.3. September 21, 1.6. March 21, 3.1, and I believe that's when she did have complications of sepsis, bleeding, and renal failure. In that opportunity, large amount of protein with a protein creatinine ratio of 3.2. Next paragraph, there has been a kidney ultrasound. This is from 2019, 8.3 on the right, 6.9 on the left without obstruction. They did not mention about bladder problems. 2021, there is a CT scan abdomen pelvis without contrast. In that opportunity, there was an NG tube placement, Foley catheter, pleural effusion, atherosclerosis, abdominal aorta, severe degenerative changes of the spine, and prior left femur fracture repair. Also compression fractures of the lumbar spine. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. Patient has TKD stage 3 to 4 associated to bilateral small kidneys, apparently long-term history of hypertension, prior acute components at the time of UTI, urosepsis, and hemorrhagic shock. There is no symptoms of uremia encephalopathy. She does have developmental delay, and this appears to be baseline. She's being on diuretics and potassium replacement. There is no gross anemia for EPO treatment. There has been no need for bicarbonate replacement for metabolic acidosis. Nutrition, albumin has been normal. Blood test needs to include phosphorus. We will monitor over time. Sister, which is the guardian, needs to be involved in decision making. At this moment, there is no indication for dialysis. She is incontinent of urine. Multiple reasons for that. If creatinine changes higher and lower, variable over time, we will update a bladder ultrasound to make sure that there is no urinary retention, given her lack of mobility. Continue to educate caregivers, encourage family to be present on next visit. We will follow her in our office in Mount Pleasant. Plan to see her back on the next 3-4 months.